It's Friday, time to talk business with Jack Robinson, editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Looks like we could see some changes soon along Alhambra Boulevard. There's news about a building that's been vacant for years there. What's this all about?
Many people, probably like me, have been wondering what's going on with that sort of a pair of buildings linked together on the northeast corner of Alhambra and Stockton. They've been vacant since they were built in 2010 and surrounded by a chain link fence. It turns out there is a plan for the building. The owner of a popular eatery in Granite Bay called Hawk's Restaurant has been working on opening a restaurant in that space. They announced plans last year, but are just now getting permits, so it's likely to be, you know, 3 months or more before it can open. I think this building is kind of an example of what we're seeing in our economy right now, is stuff that got put on ice during the recession is finally coming to life again.
The Business Journal reported this week that preservationists have won a listing for downtown Sacramento's Capitol Towers on the National Register of Historic Places. Now, how is this going to affect plans to redevelop the neighborhood?
Well, the short answer is it makes things more complicated for developers, but it doesn't stop the project. We're talking about this four-block area between NP, 5th, and 7th. 50 years ago, the current buildings, including the Capitol Towers building, were erected, and it's now seen as a classic example of an intact mid-century modern neighborhood. So owners of the property last year proposed major changes, including a pair of 25-story residential towers, you remember, that would replace eventually some of the garden apartments that are there. And preservationists have been fighting back, and they gained a victory here with this National Register listing.
So if a building is on the National Register, what does that do? Does that protect the building from any changes?
You know, it's a common perception that it has a concrete effect, but no, it's listing on the National Register gives preservationists some ammunition, but really nothing more. Real restrictions on development would come from a listing on the local register, which could be the next step. Folks who want to preserve this neighborhood, though, say they're open to compromise, and so this may not turn into a big political battle. And the developer, you know, isn't necessarily in a big hurry to build anything.
Sacramento State came out with its economic forecast on Wednesday, and at that event, a new business leader made his first public appearance. His name is Barry Broom. Who is he, and what did he have to say?
Barry Broom is the man that the local CEOs hired to lead their new group that will take over the job of recruiting businesses to the region. He has an impressive record of doing the same kind of work in Phoenix. He was a keynote speaker at this event and basically said that Sacramento needs to confront its challenges, embrace change, and capitalize on its strengths in fields like agriculture and health technology. The forecast event, by the way, was fairly upbeat, but in perhaps a more restrained way. The experts who looked at various sectors of our economy generally see continued growth and more jobs, but they also see continuing headwinds, including limited housing affordability.
And what's this about a crowdfunding campaign to save airplanes?
Crowdfunding is this process with sites like Kickstarter or Indiegogo where you appeal for money and sometimes get it, and it can launch businesses. But here, this is a campaign by pilots who want to save six firefighting aircraft that were repossessed after the previous owner ran into trouble with the U.S. Forest Service. They're trying to raise $5 million on Indiegogo, which even they call that a Hail Mary pass. But they need the money to save these planes from the scrapyard and to get them ready again to fight fires. But, you know, you've got to be sympathetic to their cause. These aircraft are P-3 Orions. They were built 50 years ago to hunt submarines. And these guys say they're perfect for firefighting. So I wish them luck.
Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio News.